continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
Support comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market, featuring Happy Mouth Organics, offering you dozens of herbs and spices to make your food tasty and healthy, as well as oils, teas, and sugars. The market's open Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the lobby of the Rohde Center for the Arts in downtown Kenosha.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, acclaimed saxophonist and composer Robin Verhane will perform Monday, April 24th from 4 to 6 at UW Parkside's Bedford Concert Hall. There's no charge to attend the show, and free parking is available in lots B and C. Visit uwp.edu for more.
Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more from WGTD is available 24 hours a day on your desktop or laptop, smartphone, or radio. To access 24/7 Jazz WGTD on your computer, go to WGTD.org. On your smartphone, download the free WGTD app. In the Kenosha Racine area, 24/7 Jazz HD2 is available via HD radio. And in the Waukegan and Pleasant Prairie areas, the service is being broadcast temporarily over analog radio at 103.3 FM. For more information, call 262-564-3030.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
And good Saturday morning. This is Jim McClure, your host for this week. And we're going to start out talking about tourism, not necessarily for the summer, but for right this weekend as this airs, this Saturday at 11:15. I'd like to introduce you to Dawn Fronsick, Marketing and Membership Manager for Walworth County's Visitors Bureau. And Dawn, first of all, we can start by you properly pronouncing both your last name and the organization.
The last name is Fronsick, and the organization is the Walworth County Visitors Bureau.
Is that a new name for something that was an old trusted name originally, or a merger of different entities?
It's the first and the only name that I'm aware of for the organization. It's always been Walworth County Visitors Bureau, and to get over that mouthful of a title, we go WCVB.
And who is the boss, other than, of course, the people who come in relying for your information, either online or in person? Who pays for all this? Who fits the bill?
We are a county organization, so income, revenue, actually those are the wrong words, but you get what I'm saying, is it's all county-based.
Within the county, this is the day before Palm Sunday as this airs, and I know we're just missing a few of them, but let's cover everybody that's happening today and then on into next week, because it seems to me the tourism thing of the hour, and perhaps especially for residents, are Easter egg hunts. I thought that only happened on the White House lawn and in fairy tales. We have Easter egg hunts all throughout Walworth County?
We have Easter egg hunts from one end of the county to the other end of the county and every spot in between. If you are an Easter egg hunt aficionado, you have no less than 10 to choose from just today. On Saturday.
All right. Well, let's go hopping down the bunny trail and see what's cooking today. And then, of course, also next weekend, which is Easter weekend. But what do we have on? What's going on as we speak?
As we speak, we have the Easter egg hunt in Elkhorn, which is at the high school. East Troy has theirs also at the high school. Lake Geneva has a couple different ones going on. You've got First Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, and then just kind of nearby is Brookwood Middle School. Burlington, we're looking at being at the high school on the athletic fields. Darien is in West Park. If you want to zip back to Elkhorn again, don't forget First Lutheran Church and School and McWanago. It reads the corner of Highway 83 and NN. Hopefully that is in a grassy area, not literally in traffic. Don't recommend that part of it.
Yeah, the eggs might hold up not particularly well in traffic.
Exactly. And goodness gracious, I do not want to sacrifice the jelly beans or the candy-coated chocolate that I'm hoping would be in all of those eggs. Mm-hmm. All right, Williams Bay brings us to fun at Lions Fieldhouse, and then rounding it out is Whitewater at the middle school.
And that's all today. Anything cooking tomorrow on Sunday, Palm Sunday? We're going ahead to next weekend then.
Well, there is a little bit more fun. There's a little bit more fun today, Saturday, besides just the Easter egg hunt. For example, at Brookwood Middle School, there's also an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. So, you know.
They just missed it, but they can probably get some leftovers if they hurry.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So, that does it. Nothing else to do in Walworth County this weekend, I'm sure. Nothing else going on?
Oh, I'm sure the only thing that anybody should be concerned about is Easter egg hunt and Easter egg hunt. And did I mention an Easter egg hunt?
No, but I am going to ask you later about an Easter egg hunt. But outside of that for this weekend, what the heck? Let's be very topical and let some of our listeners know. And Dawn, as you know, they're all the way from Kenosha and Racine to right here in Walworth County, Elkhorn and Lake Geneva and Burlington and Delavan and Sharon and Darien. And what's to do later today and tomorrow besides Easter egg hunts?
It's still got an Easter theme going for it. Mm-hmm. There is the bunny train, which you can pick up in East Troy at the East Troy Railroad Museum Depot.
This sounds new to me. I've heard all kinds of trains. I've heard pizza trains, Santa trains, fall trains. Is this new, or was I not listening last year?
Well, you might not want to admit it, but I'm thinking you might not have been listening last year because this is an annual event.
Tell me all about it.
All right. The Bunny Train allows you to take a ride, like I said, from East Troy, starting at the Railroad Museum Depot. And it's about a 10-mile trip out to the Elegant Farmer, where once you get to the Elegant Farmer, you've got baby chicks you can hold and bunny rabbits you can pet because the local 4-H students are showing them out there. It's what Elegant Farmer calls their cheap event.
And sounds a lot safer than that McWanago event at the corner of 43 and County NN, unless you're looking on the tracks for the chicks.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Not that there's anything wrong with McWanago's event. We just need maybe a little bit better understanding of what that corner looks like.
What else do we have for the let's separate this weekend and next into active and non-active for couch potatoes like me. What kind of things can we see or enjoy while not necessarily running around or getting sweaty?
Quite honestly, I think I'd be sitting back and figuring out which Easter brunch I want to go to.
For the following weekend?
For the following weekend.
What kind of choices do people have?
You have, I will not go with an egg word pun.
Okay.
But I should and I could, but I'll be good.
All right. You'd be a shell of your former self.
Exactly. He said it, not me.
It was just a bad yolk. All right, go ahead.
There are any number of Easter brunches to choose from. You can find, and I'll just go with it, you can find food extravaganza at the Abbey at Evergreen Country Club in Elkhorn. The Trout House, which is at Rushing Waters in Palmyra, offers a great Easter brunch. Crafted Americana at the Ridge, Baker House in Lake Geneva, Lake Lawn Resort, which is right across the street from WCVB's office, has a wonderful Easter brunch. Hawksview Golf Club, the Grand Geneva Resort, Pier 290 in Williams Bay, Rosewood in Delavan, and the Hunt Club Steakhouse in Lake Geneva is doing a dinner for Easter. So you could start with a brunch in the morning at any one of those places, finish it off with dinner later, and in between is what? The candy that you picked up from the Easter egg hunts.
Right. And for our listeners at WGTD with our classical music and jazz. And don't take this the wrong way, but you're done when the fat lady sings, because when we're done at noon is when Metropolitan Opera starts. These all sound like a pretty elegant way to spend your Palm Sunday and Easter weekend.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
What for those of us who throw nickels around like manhole covers, what kind of free excitement is there out there to really enjoy your weekend while you're touring Walworth County?
There's any myriad of things. There's just the rustic roads. If Mother Nature decides that the weather is going to be cooperative and sunny, which rumor has it it's supposed to be this weekend as we speak, check out the rustic roads in the area. Get into downtown Delavan and look at the Wall Dog murals that are within 3-4 block radius mm-hmm. of each other. So out and about on foot, you know, getting that exercise in, working up, you know, the appetite for the Easter brunch coming, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Anything to save pennies. Walk down by the lake and do the lake, part of the lake path tour in Lake Geneva.
In your line of work, Dawn, do you get reinforcement of the old saying, the best things in life are free?
Definitely. Not only is it a matter of the best things in life are free, but it's also looking at what's out your back door, what's in the backyard. And it's always those things that we tend to put aside and say, oh, I can do that tomorrow. It's right out the back door. And you find that you don't get to it. I'm guilty of that myself in some respects. And trying to learn not to do that. Don't ignore what's right here. Get out and enjoy what's in front of us. Not always have to take that long trip to go somewhere. Staycation is a word for a reason. So check out what's here in Walworth County, even living in Walworth County, let alone all the people that should come into it and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, the classic thing I always remember growing up is that if you ask people in New York City if they've ever been to the Statue of Liberty, most will say no. And the first thing I did when I got there was I ran off the tour boat, ran past the tour guide, ran all the way up, and back when you could, I got to stay in the Crown for a minute and a half by myself. I almost had a heart attack, but it was the coolest thing in the world. Let's think about your backyard. No Statue of Liberty, but you do have the statue of the Lake Lawn Water Tower that doubles as a airport light, and your little runway strip here by where the Visitors Bureau is, and people are certain to come. And you're right at the doorway to downtown Delavan. I got to ask you, the very popular PBS, Wisconsin PBS show, Around the Corner with John McGivern, is it?
Yes.
Featured Delavan a couple weeks ago. It was on the front page of my paper, the Beacon, and I went to that event, and it was like a combination pep rally for your college basketball team, but really a celebration of Delavan. Have you gotten a spike from that at all, from being on all public TV stations, Delavan being featured both online on YouTube and then on all the public stations? Have you gotten a call or two about Delavan since then?
If not one or two, then 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 or 50. You hear it from the business owners. I've been in some of our businesses downtown where people have come in and said, I just saw, I just watched, I just heard about, and mentioned the John McGivern Around the Corner show. And that's why they came to Delavan. Never knew this, never knew that until I saw the John McGivern show. It's been fabulous. We get calls here about it and people asking and coming in and looking for things. Hey, we just watched. Want to go do that. Where is it? It's been amazing.
Wow. That's neat to hear. And I've been discovering Delavan myself. I go there sometimes for a different lunch, and then I just walk the downtown. I am so used to, Dawn, having been a television reporter through most of the 80s, then gone into publicity in the 90s, then back into television and radio in the past 15 years, I'm so used to dead Midwestern towns. And to see vibrant towns, I mean, not everything's, roses and cake, but for the most part, we've got vibrant towns, and with them, all the things a tourist could want.
Most definitely. Absolutely. We've got that going on, whether it's the brick road down the center of Delavan and everything it has to offer on either side of it, or getting into, you know, Walworth's downtown square area, or into the downtown area of, you know, Lake Geneva, or poke into the downtown of Sharon, for goodness sakes. And people are like, Sharon? That's a girl's name. What are you talking about? Look it up.
Or it's a missing planet near Pluto.
Yeah, exactly.
Which brings up Yerkes Observatory, which has almost doubled and tripled their attendance on their weekend tours. It has nothing to do with the fact that I host a Thursday and Friday show, Yerkes Star Quest with Jim McClure. But that might have helped, actually. But Yerkes has turned itself inside out. It's no longer just a free tour place, and no longer just a place where a bunch of very smart people do very amazing things. But any Joe can come in there on weeknights and now look at the world's largest lens-type telescope ever made, the same one that Carl Sagan looked through, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that you've got the world's largest refractor telescope sitting in Williams Bay, in Walworth County, in Wisconsin. Like, who would have thought that? Shouldn't that be out, you know, out west in California with, you know, all the technology and techies and whatever out there? Or maybe it's out, you know, at MIT. I mean, I don't think of it as being on this gorgeous lake called Geneva Lake in Williams Bay in Walworth County in Wisconsin. But folks, we've got it, and you've got to see it, and you've got to see the stars through it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and for the classic touch, in the past, I've interviewed on the news beat University of Chicago undergrads, and they think they're still in Chicago because they don't bring a car up here. They just bring a bike, and down they go into Williams Bay by the bay and enjoy all the Cafe Calamari and all that down there. It really is just an incredible area. Can we take us on a let's fire up the WCVB tourist helicopter free of charge. Can you take us to all four corners? Because I think the corners don't get enough play from us members in the real non-fake media. Let's do a better job by Whitewater and Sharon and East Troy and am I getting out of part of Twin Lakes and Genoa City? Let's take care of our four corners if we could.
Our four corners, I'm going to head to Whitewater. I need to give it up to the purple up there as a Whitewater alum. Mm-hmm. So Whitewater isn't just a college town. You've got different things you can do within Whitewater itself. Go walk around Kravath Lake. Head out to Whitewater Lake itself in the state park area and look at what there is to do out there. Check out the shops in the downtown area. Another quaint, beautiful little downtown. You know, events going on at the university at Young Auditorium.
Professional theater. If you want professional theater within our listening area, don't have to go to Milwaukee. Where do you go?
You go to UW-Whitewater and Young Auditorium. There is a myriad of things, whether it's stuff for the kids, stuff for the adults, whether it's theater, whether it's music, whether it's anything in between culturally, that's a spot to hit for sure.
And you went to the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater?
Yes, I did.
And what did you major in that made you the tourism czarina that you are today?
Nothing that has to do with being in tourism, actually. I went to school at Whitewater to be an educator. So my degree is to actually have me be in a classroom teaching right now.
But you still have a huge classroom. It's called Walworth County, and all the visitors that come from Lord knows how many states and everything else.
Exactly. So it may not be a classroom in the traditional sense, but it's a broader world classroom for sure.
I am going to take this opportunity to remind our listeners that they are listening to WGTD, your gateway to public radio, on FM 91.1 out of Kenosha Racine, 103.3 in Lake Geneva, 101.7 in Elkhorn. And today we are talking with Dawn at the Walworth County Visitors Bureau, WCVB. And now that we've covered all that FCC stuff, I think it's incumbent upon you, a UWW alumni, and I, the little brother of my big brother, Rich McClure, who was a defensive football coach there and got his psychology master's there, to say the two words that any true UWW fan says in HD stereo: go Warhawks. All right, we've done that bit for King and Country. So, moving from Whitewater, what's next on our four corners of the Walworth County tourism universe?
Let's poke over to East Troy and talk about East Troy. We've already mentioned the East Troy Railroad Museum and Elegant Farmer, but there's so much more to do in both of those locations than just the bunny train and such for Easter. There is, oh goodness, Army Lake Camp is a beautiful place to explore.
How the heck did it get the name Army Lake?
I don't know the history on that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not, you know.
We'll have to check into that, because usually anything with Army in it, there's an interesting Civil War or World War One tint to it.
Yeah, most definitely. Unfortunately, I don't know the history of it, but that's a beautiful place to explore and stay at. Again, just because it might be 10 minutes from home, 20 minutes from home for, you know, local Walworth County people, who's to say you can't go do it and have a mini vacation? Never again ignore the things in your backyard.
And I get this weird out-of-body experience from time to time in southeastern Wisconsin, where I just close my eyes and I wake up and I feel like I'm in Wyoming, or I feel like I'm in Montana, or I feel like I'm on a hiking trail along the Blue Ridge Mountains, or along a waterway, a river in the south. There's really all kinds of terrain here. And as we move from the East Troy and all its fishing areas, let's go to what they call the gateway to Wisconsin, Genoa City, which used to be known as Genoa Junction, where three railroads came together.
There's a little tidbit of trivia that I didn't even know about. What comes to mind with Genoa City is it being the backdrop to what, the Young and the Restless soap opera?
Yep. And of course, Fitzgerald's Genoa Junction.
Yes.
Who needs to go to Door County for a fish boil when you have the Octagon House? Tell us a little bit about what you experienced there.
Oh my goodness. Anybody that has never experienced a fish boil needs to go to a fish boil. Now, I'm guilty of having attended the ones in Door County, but that's not to say that you're not going to get the exact same experience a lot closer to home, because it is. You're going to think that you traveled 4.5 hours to Door County to a fish boil, when really all you did was about 15, 20, 30 minutes from wherever you live in Walworth County to go to the one at Fitzgerald's.
And if you're a nosy, slightly obnoxious radio show host and newspaper reporter, you find out, Dawn, that the people sitting around you at Fitzgerald's, and you're looking at the fish, the potatoes, the ribs all boiling together in these big cauldrons over smoking wood, they're there from Madison, they're there from Chicago, they're there from Green Bay and Door County. It's a real attraction. And as I understand it, the Octagon House was owned by wheelwrights at the time, the Miller brothers. And if you look, you can see where the three railroads came together, and it was a real big city turn of the century. But what else do we have down that way that's still within your corridor area? Then we're back to Sharon to talk about it. Pell Lake is kind of a touristy attraction. The nature preserves down there.
True.
And I don't know if you've heard, but there's been talk of coalescing that area, those nature areas just outside Genoa City, with the ones to the south in Glacial Park, Glacier Park in McHenry County, and making a U.S. national park here.
That would be fabulous to have that. Just an added thing to bring people into the area, because being a U.S.-based gives a whole nother level of you know, marketing and promotion and getting the word out kind of thing than, you know,
let's go off to Sharon now. Sharon, just north of Harvard, Illinois. And the big thing they have there every year is, I think, the Model A days, 1930s. But describe that little town to us. And also, as we do this, a shout-out to one of the most enjoyable law enforcement officers I've had the pleasure of interviewing in 35 years, Chief Brad Buchholz of the Village of Sharon, is a great interview, very straightforward, and a movie actor. He played a policeman for the Village of Sharon in the movie End of Fall, which was shot here a couple years ago. But back when he wasn't sheriff, they used to have problems with bank robberies and things back in the 20s and 30s, I understand. And they kind of exploit that a little bit with their festival every year.
Yeah, Model A Days down in Sharon is fabulous. I'm an old car aficionado to begin with. My dad collected them, and I was his sidekick, his mechanic assistant, and so on and so forth. So any type of, you know, older vehicle catches my attention, most definitely. And Model A's, especially, because that was one of the cars that my father restored. So I remember driving with, looking through the floorboards and watching the road go underneath, because we hadn't quite gotten to that part of the restoration yet.
Right.
So it's really nice to go down to Sharon, not a huge town, doesn't need to be, and see the great festival that they have, worshiping that vehicle and the love that the people that own those vehicles have for their cars and how they've restored them. And you wonder, you know, why is everybody so concerned about, you know, the beautiful buff and polish on their new modern car when, you know, that was such a beautiful way to get around back in the day, and still is, in my opinion.
Going from a reverence from the past to a recognition of the future. Don't take this the wrong way, but I hopped onto your site the other day. I had a friend who's coming up to do a little business here and wondered if there were any festivals where she might ply her craft to sell knickknacks and whatever. Is there ever a time when there isn't something going on year-round in this county? I mean, your website is just crammed with stuff. Do you have like 20 elves in the back that continually input this? I mean, the website is amazing, and feel free to say what it is and how to get there. But it is a encyclopedia of everything everywhere. Amazing.
The website is visitwalworthcounty.com. Spell everything out. We're not going to make it easy, but once you get there, you will never want to leave. We have got everything from places to stay, places to eat, things to do, events, group tours, all the above, and everything I'm leaving out right now. We love our website, and yes, that's a very biased opinion, but it's still a fabulous website, and we hear that from a lot of people. Regardless of where we're at, it's amazing. Like, oh, we just love your website. You know, all the information that we can get from it. It's you know, amazing. This is where we go to get whatever we want. We tell everybody about it. And the secret, there are 29 little elves in the background, not 27. And ha, 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 I wish it was that simple as 29 elves or 27 elves in the background. It takes a lot of work to put that together, but we're proud of it, and we appreciate the appreciation of it.
It strikes me before we still need to finish our jaunt for Easter egg time, don't we, for Easter weekend? Before we get to that, though, it occurs to me that more than a few people will be getting married within 2 months from now if June is the thing. If you're listening to this as you're bent over your invitation cards or you're tying up your little favors in wax paper and white fishnet, whatever, what makes for a Walworth County wedding when you think about it? I imagine, for starters, water in the background of your picture.
That's the first thing anybody thinks of. It's probably the first thing I'd think of is get water in the background. With as much water as there is all over Walworth County, you've got your pick of a beautiful background, whether it's Delavan Lake, up in the Lauderdale Lakes, if it's over on Geneva Lake, If it's at Comus in the Arboretum in Delavan, it doesn't need to be a big body of water. We've got that. We've got all sizes. But yeah, water in the background. There's, and yet there are other places. I can think of Congdon Gardens, and you get all the floral and fauna going on, and the color and the greenery. That's got to be a gorgeous place.
Congdon Gardens, right in between the Highway 50 and Interstate 43 exit, and the Tractor Supply and Dunham Sports. You look at it from the highway and you don't realize that. So there's all kinds of pretty flora and fauna there, huh?
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And actually, if you go to our website, again, visitwalworthcounty.com, the header photo is of tulips right now because it's spring. And that's a photo from Congdon Gardens in Delavan.
I don't have to drive all the way to Holland, Michigan for 6 hours to be surrounded by tulips.
Not only do you not have to go to Holland, Michigan, you don't have to go to Holland across the great ocean. You can see beautiful tulips and other flowers and plants and such at Congdon Gardens.
While the thought occurs to me, we're getting into kind of a Delavan mood, but that's fine. I haven't talked about it a lot in my previous shows with Kathy Seberg, the director. And Delavan, the home of our current governor, Scott Walker, the home of Gary Radar O'Reilly from MASH, Berghoff. I mean, what an amazing town, and Andy's Candies and all that to boot. And then Lake Lawn Lodge, where you're just across the road from here at the Visitors Bureau, where people are always welcome to come in. Tell me some of that background of Lake Lawn that goes back to the 30s and 40s and Guy Lombardo.
The history of Lake Lawn Resort is amazing as far as, you know, how it started as. And I'm not going to have the full history of Lake Lawn, so.
Even a half history is, or go for the quarter history. That'll be enticing enough.
The history of Lake Lawn dates back to supper club and people coming up out of Chicago and getting away and being on the lake and ballroom dancing and, you know, the music of that age.
Some of it nationally broadcast at the time.
Goodness, I'm sure. So to see where it started from and to where it has come and continues to be and continues to grow is amazing. The Wall Dogs were here a few years ago, and one of the murals that was done related back to ballroom dancing, because of course all the different murals had some aspect of Delavan's history involved in what the imagery was. And the one that's hanging in Lake Lawn is all about the ballroom and the ballroom dancing. And it's, of course, appropriately enough, in Lake Lawn, down by the original Gray Ballroom.
And in what we kids in radio call the segue, let's transition from the Wall Dogs and their beautiful murals to barn quilts. If you drive through the countryside, you're going to see interesting geometric shapes that looks as if somebody took a square of your great-grandmother's quilt that she made down on the farm and stuck it on the side. Was that part of a campaign a few years ago, or is it something that's existed in history here since the 1900s? What's the deal with these beautiful patterns we see in a square on the front of different barns?
I would think that it's going to date back, because I think about the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Right, and the hexes, they called them.
Yes, and having those posted on their barns. And that this, in some fashion, I would think that it's kind of a carryover or morphing of that. So the barn quilts, as far as Walworth County, started 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I remember going around and being very proud of myself, because I shot photographs of every single barn quilt when there were about 24 of them. I felt very proud, and it was beautiful weather, great drive, saw the county, so on and so forth. And then to learn that, well, that's all well and good, But we have another dozen in the works. And then there's another dozen after that. And there's a waiting list and so on. And now, X number of years later, there's anywhere between 75 and 100. And I'm sure there's still a waiting list. They are all over and they are gorgeous. They're 8 foot by 8 foot. And you get to choose what design you want and the color scheme. And it's amazing to drive through the county. What a great reason to drive all over the county and see all these barn quilts.
Should we skip to summer stuff like fairs, or is there a lot in spring we're missing that we should address before we finish up with our full egg report? What are some of the springy things that are coming before summer really kicks in fall? I mean, we're going to see the waterfronts start opening up. I see the docks going in. Probably for the more active people, what are the more active people going to be able to enjoy in terms of hiking and green trails and that sort of thing now that you aren't going to be going through ice and snow?
Don't say that too fast. You do know Mother Nature in Wisconsin, right?
I know that it's no different than Chicago. If you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes.
Isn't that the truth? I don't necessarily want to jump to summer because we have got to be so thrilled that we are moving out of winter and finally into spring. So let's kind of stick with spring. You're going to get out. You're going to be able to be hiking around the lake. You're going to be able to be hiking through Congdon Gardens, hiking the Ice Age Trail, getting out and enjoying the variety of terrain that we have because this is part of the Kettle Moraine area. So taking advantage of anything outdoors, get the bike out, get, you know, the paddleboard out. Maybe not the paddleboard because the water's still a little cold, but I think my kayak and hoping that I don't tip over quite yet would be the thing to do. Golf, of course, has already started.
Already?
Yes.
All right. For the hardy guys with the orange so they can see it, and they're already out there. Let's talk about the new kid on the block. The correct me if I get it wrong. All of 2 or 3 years old now, the White River County Park?
Yes.
All right. It's more than it was when it first opened up. Haven't they added, like, bridges and other things? And
there's definitely been a little bit of upgrading to it. Mm-hmm. It started off, to my understanding, as just a really small, tiny county little park that the only way you knew about it is if you lived right near it. And it has become bigger and better. You've got a couple different bridges that they've redone and put in. There's been a remodeling of the area, an enlarging of the little parking lot, definitely making it, you know, more accessible and allowing you to get out and about on your bike, get out and about and hike it by foot, you know, whichever way you want to go.
And you mentioned earlier going through rustic roads. I guess my personal key on that, and I hadn't thought of doing it other than fall, but they would be gorgeous all 4 seasons. The rustic roads, it's generally when you're on a state highway, a good place to go is on 50 or 67, and you see a little brown sign, and they're segments of like 2 or 3 miles, right?
They are. They're not that long, and we actually have, there's booklets here at WCVB where you can pick up and it'll list all the rustic roads across the state, not just the county, and it's divided into areas, so go to the best area in the book that there is, which, let's see, that would be, Walworth County, and check out everything here in the area. So it's one of those, again, where you're driving by and it's like, oh, a street sign. Oh, it's nothing I need to worry about. Well, guess what? It's that brown sign with the yellow lettering and it says Rustic Road. And trust me, you want to tool about on some of those. Snake Road comes to mind just outside Lake Geneva off Highway 50. That's absolutely gorgeous. And in the fall with the changing of the leaves is amazing time to do that one. Back Road, there's a reason why it's called Back Road. Again, outside Lake Geneva off of Highway 50. That's beautiful. And the train up, down, you're going to feel like you're on a roller coaster. And the views as you're at a peak are phenomenal.
The hour is upon us as Community Matters draws to a close on this Saturday. And next Saturday and Sunday will be Easter weekend. Easter brunches, Easter egg hunts, all kinds of special events and musicals, I think, at some of the various churches. So let's, as we close things out, and this is the Don Fronczyk version of the winter school closings, here is your official Easter egg Easter weekend listing.
All right. Friday, April 14th, we have a couple Easter egg hunts. One is in Fort Atkinson at Jones Dairy, and then Lake Geneva Emanuel Lutheran Church has theirs as well. The Saturday right before Easter is Delavan's annual Easter egg hunt in Phoenix Park. Jones Dairy is doing it again in Fort Atkinson, so if you missed it on Friday, you get to go again and try for Saturday. Fontana, head over to Duck Pond Recreation Area. Lake Geneva at Seminary Park, and also Lake Geneva at Timber Ridge Lodge. I wonder if they're going to make you go down a water slide as a way to find some of those Easter eggs at Timber Ridge.
Or if they have a waterproof bunny to go down with you. The fur doesn't get all soggy.
There you go. Now, I'm sure there's adults out there that are thinking, Easter egg hunts, that's all the kids. I don't have kids anymore. They're not of the age to be doing that. Well, you're not to be left out. Staller Estate Winery is doing an adult Easter egg hunt on Saturday the 15th from 11 to 6. You head on over, you find your egg, one per adult, and you got to be 21 years or older, which of course means it's got to be fabulous because it's literally adults only, and you turn that egg in for a gift. Now, I'm guessing because you're at a winery, your gift is probably going to be something wine related. So that right there is a plus in my book. Mm-hmm. Then we move into Easter Day itself. You're still going to find a couple Easter egg hunts. One is in Fontana at the Abbey Resort, and then the other is at Lake Geneva at the Grand Geneva Resort. And, of course, Easter Sunday is all the Easter brunches, and then, of course, not to be left out, the Easter dinner offering at Hunt Club.
Don Fronczyk and the 40 seconds or so that remains before the Metropolitan Opera. Let me sing your praises. Thank you for a wonderful 45 minutes of learning all the things to do around Easter. And finally, a shameless plug for those who don't want to go on the internet but want to come straight to you and say hi to you and Kathy here in the Visitor Center. Where are you open? Where are you at? And what will they get?
We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. We are located in Delavan on Highway 50, directly across from Lake Lawn Resort in the building on the airport grounds. And if you've never been here, why not? And when you come in to visit, you got to say hi, because we're going to say hi to you. So it's the only polite thing to do, right, is to respond. And the things you're going to find are going to be the things that we've talked about today and so much more around all that is Walworth County. And then we also have things to do all over the state as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for the things to do in your backyard, the things to do when you come into Walworth County to visit, and the things that when you want to go see other counties in the state of Wisconsin, we've got information for you to look at to be able to go do that as well. But of course, you got to start with the best one in the state of Wisconsin, which is Walworth.
Don Fronczyk, WCVB, Walworth County Visitors Bureau, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. Have yourself a great Saturday and a blessed week ahead.
You've been listening to Community Matters, a program that airs every Saturday morning at 11:15 on WGTD. For an online recording of today's show, log on to WGTD's website at WGTD.org, click Talk, and go to Community Matters. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
WGTD broadcasts from studios located on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. In Kenosha and Racine, WGTD is heard at 91.1 FM, Elkhorn at 101.7, Lake Geneva 103.3, and around the world at WGTD.org.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Rhythm Rockets will close out the Racine Theater Guild's jazz season on Saturday, April 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $18 for adults and $5 for students. Tickets can be purchased before the performance or at racinetheater.org.
Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more from WGTD is available 24 hours a day on your desktop or laptop, smartphone, or radio. To access 24/7 Jazz WGTD on your computer, go to WGTD.org. On your smartphone, download